This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. You dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's in the front of the classroom. Jason is engineering the broadcast. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. Good morning,
Good.
Dude.
Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, good Rick, you... morning, Vietnam.
Yeah,
Rick, I love that hour. I used to listen to him when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how old I am.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us still don't understand what Vietnam, the conflict was all about. You know, an undeclared war. They called it the Vietnam War. We just put our children in the meat grinder and let them come out.
When I got to Cambodia, I refused to shoot an American. I didn't care if they were breaking the law. I refused to do it. And that's what I remember. That was why there was the peace symbol. That was why there was the protests against the war. And that's where it all started. People were waking up even back then, realizing that the United States itself was the biggest bully in the world. And it all, in my humble opinion, started when Kennedy was shot and that asshole from Texas was brought in as president.
You know, you're talking
that
about LBJ.
That guy and Lady Bird, you know, Lyndon Baines Johnson was a creepy, creepy person. And many, many people used to think it was him that assassinated Kennedy because he coveted being president and had agendas.
Well, I happen to be one of them, and I remember that he insisted on being sworn in on the plane the minute that they said that he was in flight. And he learned that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated and died, and Lyndon Baines Johnson insisted on being sworn in as president.
It wasn't John F. Kennedy, by the way, that was the hero. It was his brother. His brother, as Attorney General, was out to stop a bunch of nonsense. And they shot him like they shot his brother. And people don't realize, I was there. I remember I was at the University of Washington. It's before I was at Pullman at Washington State. And I was walking across campus when they announced his assassination. And you can see film from where the driver turned around and shot him. And that's the driver of the car. I watched the way his wife tried to get out of the back of the car by getting away from the driver. She was looking straight at him and was crawling off the back of the car trying to get away. That's where it first started to do the so-called plausible deniability thing of where the government had five or six different things going on, so it got confused on what was really happening.
Class, what we're saying is President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was shot and assassinated in 1963. He was in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. And there were theories about him being shot from the grassy knoll. There were theories about him being shot from the bookbinding warehouse. And there were multiple theories on this. And then Rick independently just announced that we had never talked about this, but Rick independently from me, we both saw a video that seems to have disappeared. but it was a video of the driver of the limousine that John Fitzgerald Kennedy was in. This driver pulled out a handgun.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, right.
And shot John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And what you saw next was his wife, Jackie Kennedy, leaving, trying to get out of the open cab of this limousine.
Well, going out
trying
to
get out
the back of the car so that she, you know, was trying to get away from the driver. Wasn't going sideways.
Right.
Was moving away from the driver. Nobody
she was trying to
said anything
she was
about
trying
that.
She was trying to climb out of the back seat to go toward the trunk of the vehicle as the vehicle went forward. That's what Jackie Kennedy was seen doing. And there was a video of this. So the question is, if her husband had been shot from behind, as we've been told by Lee Harvey Oswald with an Italian Carcano 6.5-millimeter rifle, poorly manufactured rifle, that killed probably as many Italians as it killed the enemy from the rifle malfunctioning.
9/11 is going to be remembered exactly the same way, and then we're going to have Fukushima, and the list goes on and on. Las Vegas, the latest I've got on that was the Saudi prince of Saudi Arabia. There was an attempt on his life, and all the rest of it was pile on for agendas to disassociate what was really going on. I can't believe how poor our news reporting is today, literally. It is unbelievable. I remember a time when individuals would stop at nothing to get to the truth. That's no longer the case by any of the major media reporting agencies. It's just they don't care.
Yeah. Well, Rick, you know, we're talking about the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And everyone I know remembers exactly where he or she was when they learned about the assassination. Every single person remembers exactly where they were. No one I know says, well, I don't know. I might have been at my grandmother's house. I might have been at school. Everyone knows exactly where they were.
I know.
And that's what you said.
I was walking across campus. I remember when they announced it over the intercoms on the quad in Seattle. It's just, how can they do this and the public doesn't care?
Rick, I remember the news report saying to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, the government is not going to let out the details because they are so horrific about the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy that the details will not be announced for 75 years, which means that anyone that was alive when that happened will probably not be alive when they announce what happened. Do you remember hearing anything like that?
Yeah, I do. And it's just typical of what civilization is becoming. You know what made America great? You wanted to talk about farming. That is what the basic American farm is, what made the United States strong as it did. And when I watched the New Zealand prime minister say she can't understand why we're not in America is not interested in gun control, I want to know who's paying her salary. What did she? How could she be a prime minister and say such a thing? It is an embarrassment to New Zealand, and New Zealand should rise up and get rid of such a bullshit trip. It's crazy.
Rick, when we were attacked by in 1941, December 7th, 1941, by the Japanese Imperial Navy, the Navy was afraid to invade the United States after setting Pearl Harbor on fire. Because they knew that, and the term was, the Americans have guns behind every blade of grass. That there's so many firearms in the United States that they could, the Japanese military could not take on the civilians.
I have another thing. This is a tangent, but I need to say this. Last night, I was on GNC Radio in New Orleans. It's I really like these kids. And I said BS, and they got frightened that they were going to get kicked off the air. And that is a typical of why are they so intimidated on something I might say when you and I are possibly the single most important people talking on radio right now, according to their ratings. Now, with that said, what's going on with double standards? And why are these Me Too people so afraid of someone declaring, you know, sexual abuse? I could claim sexual abuse because a woman rejected me. I mean, really, this whole thing of leveraging, that's what it's called in Scientology, has reached a point where I'm now going to be outspoken about it and start saying so to radio stations, and how dare them to intimidate people like us when I set the standard on what's appropriate. Now, really, what's going on? And I challenge them. GNC aside, I like GNC. I like it even over Freedom Slip Radios. However, I watched these kids last night frightened at what I might say that would get them kicked off the air. And really, they're doing a really, really good job in radio and should be lauded, not have fear.
Well, here's the problem, Rick. Genesis Communications Network.
Do you hear what I'm trying to say,
though, Vinny? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But let me tell you.
That the owners are listening and get it.
Well, let me tell you what the situation really is. I have the same standards that they do, and I'll tell you why. Because USA Prepares is a nationally syndicated broadcast. The way it works is, I have a studio at my farm. And it's a full-fledged studio. It has probably all the equipment that Rush Limbaugh has in his home. And I can take calls, and I've got a call screen. And so I can remote control from my studio the network in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. And we communicate with high-speed digital. And so I can watch the statistics in terms of how the audio is moving back and forth, how the digits are moving back and forth. But because we are nationally syndicated and from GCN, we go out via the network to affiliates, which are AM and FM radio stations. They are monitored 24/7 by the FCC. They can be fined, GCN can be fined, and all of us can be thrown off the air. That's what it's about.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve, and lift your mood? Relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30, at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with his class. If you'd like to go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, Richard A-L-A-N Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.com. Rick, you wanted to talk about...
Hey, Vincent, I didn't mean to interrupt or cause trouble. I just, when I watch George Carlin, I see a double standard here. And I'm wondering why, with FTC and bullying. And when I look at the media and how the fear has translated from radio over to writing, and then individuals at CNN or whatever being fired, I have to be a little bit in everybody's face on why's that.
Yeah, and you can. And it's just that profanity is something we can do without. All of us.
And really, GNC should be applauded for the kinds of individuals that they try to bring on. I'm not a gutter snipe. I'm extremely educated. And if I use slang to get a point across, there's a reason I did it from my English literature degree. And well, I have to say, I'm concerned about media, big time.
Okay. Rick, Genesis Communications Network, the network that we originate this broadcast from, is the largest alternative network there is. It's the largest. And it's the fourth largest radio network in the United States. So if you look at all radio, we're number four. And if you look at alternative radio...
Is that the guy I met that owns that?
No. No, he's number two. In terms of alternative radio. Yeah, Republic Broadcasting.
I've been impressed with him. I've been impressed with most of the people I've met through you. I've been very impressed.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. You're talking about John Stadtmiller.
Yeah,
he owns,
yeah.
Yes, he owns Republic Broadcasting Network. And he is so kind that he takes this broadcast every day and airs it on his radio network, Republic Broadcasting, the next day. So tomorrow, you and I will be on Republic Broadcasting replay from 6 in the morning to 8 in the morning Central Time on republicbroadcasting.org. And so I just wanted to say,
I met him and was extremely impressed with somebody with that level of power being receptive and open to someone like myself. I was impressed.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the faculty of USA Prepares, I was going to say this, but there's no way I can say it humbly. So I'll just say it. I believe that the faculty, now I'm not including myself, I'm just including the faculty.
Stop it.
Everybody but me is the best there is in broadcasting. I believe that the intellect of USA Prepares faculty is the best there is as a radio broadcaster.
Why are we being dogged so badly when all we're trying to do is empower?
Well, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
That's
a big question that everybody should now be asking to everybody else. And if you do that, watch how things will change. Because that is the rule.
Well, I can tell you, Rick, it's really simple. There's a little microcosm of this. And you know that I'm running for the board of directors again for the electric cooperative. They are doing everything. I just think it's fun. To me, it's amusing. But they are doing
a whole bunch of good old boy networks.
That's exactly why I'm doing it. They can't stand me because they think that, actually they know that if I'm chosen by the membership, I'm going to cause heads to roll. The good old boy network will be over if I get in, because it'll be impossible for them to get anything done according to the old rules. They will be tied up. Nobody will go home from the meetings. Nothing will happen because they will have to answer my questions.
Well,
and I've got more questions.
For the first time, accountable.
Right. Right, that's exactly right.
That's what we're talking about with media, being accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. And the interesting thing is, the difference is we're just a bunch of volunteers who are passionate. They are paid mercenaries, and they can't compete with us because we're doing it because we want to. They're doing it because they have to pay the mortgage and the car payments. And they've been bribed and threatened, just like politicians. That's why you don't get the correct information. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama now has a new law that makes nearly all abortions illegal. Republican Governor Kay Ivey signing it into law late yesterday. And now a bill is progressing in Missouri that would ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Passing this morning in the Republican-led Senate, it still needs a vote in the House before it can be sent to that Republican governor Mike Parson's desk.
Right now, the federal government is not on the side of working people. And that's because Donald Trump is playing a big con on America.
That's Democratic Mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, the latest to join the already crowded field in the race for the White House, saying this morning that he's proven that he can improve the lives of working Americans.
We're doing things like guaranteed health care for all New Yorkers, paid sick leave, pre-K for all.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and let me just mention something about why these other broadcasters, I'm not talking about us, but the ones you're talking about, were concerned about what was being said. And that's because the FCC will fine the affiliates, you know, the AM and FM stations. So there's a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri called Fuddruckers. And it's a hamburger joint. And they have hamburgers and french fries. And they've got this fixings table, and you can put on some diced tomatoes and chilies and onions and relish and hot peppers and olives and lettuce and sliced tomatoes on your hamburger. And you can then add ketchup and mustard and even warm cheese, like a cheese sauce on top of your hamburgers. Well, they sell the hamburgers by, you can get a child's meal, you can get an adult meal, and you can get different sizes, and they've got this menu. But what they don't tell you is, they don't advertise this, but they have a family pack. And the family pack contains two children's hamburgers and two adult hamburgers, and it comes with drinks. And it's about $20-something. It used to be less than 20, but now it's, you know, more than 20. But it's less expensive if you order the family pack of four and eat in a restaurant than if you order individually. And you could select whatever drink you want. You could have coffee, and you'd get a coffee cup. If you wanted a soft drink, you'd get a soft drink cup. Or you could select a bottle of beer. Well, what happened is, they shut the beer down. Why? Because, and this is what the government does. The government is really interested in fining people, taking advantage of them. So a family walked in, a family of four, and they ordered this family meal. And one of the people in the family was not of age to drink beer, 21. So the government came down and handed Fuddruckers a huge fine. Huge. So now, because, and I think it was a setup, I think they did it on purpose, I think it was entrapment, so they could fine Fuddruckers and say, hey, I've got a notch on my fine belt, right? That's what the government does. So that's why these young people were so concerned, because the government is listening. And I know that the government is listening to USA Preparers whenever we're on our affiliates. They literally have recording information connected to the internet so that the government can listen to everything that's being said on the radio, as well as on your telephones and so forth. So I just wanted to share that with you, Rick. That's what's going on. That's why they're concerned, because they are being monitored.
You know, I remember when I didn't have to get a permit to have a rifle.
Absolutely.
I remember a time when I didn't need a permit to drive to a park.
I can't buy dynamite. You know why? Because they now require a permit to buy dynamite. Now, you know, class, it may seem, for those who are not initiated, you may think, why would Vinny need dynamite? Well, I got to tell you, the old method of removing tree stumps was dynamite. You cut down a tree, now you've got this tree stump, what are you going to do with it? And I'm talking about big tree stumps. So you put some dynamite in there, you light the fuse, and boom, now you can pull the tree stump out with a tractor. But I can't buy dynamite anymore, because the government requires permits to buy dynamite.
Yeah, now, but you like can you. Make nitroglycerin with ChemCraft chemistry set as a 12-year-old, like I used to.
Yeah, yeah, and we did too. But you know, all that stuff is frowned upon. And contact explosives with nitric acid and iodine crystals. You know, that's frowned upon too, right?
So
class, don't do that.
It's time to revolt.
Well, I agree. And one of the things that needs to be in the sights of the revolt are these LED lights. That was one of the things that I have on my list to talk about.
That's one of the things we can talk about, because the police in Oregon are using them in such a way that they hurt your eyes even a mile away.
Yeah, and the police in Oregon don't want to be outdone by any other police department, and neither does the Springfield Police Department. So,
well, it's a
all
form
around.
Of bullying. It is, in fact, a type of bully.
Yeah, well, that's what cops are. Those are the guys who were in high school that liked pushing people around, and now they have a license to do it. They have a badge of immunity.
Not
so they
cops
can kill
are bad,
people.
But it only takes one or two in a group to cause the group to look the other way and allow bullying.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ricky, here's something that you have talked about, and I've talked about, and Joey has talked about. And I talked with Joey about this last night. We were on the phone together for a while. And I'm talking about Joey in Michigan. We're talking about these LED lights. Now, yes, the police lights, they have the red ones, the blue ones, the white ones. They absolutely are blinding and intimidating, and they're awful.
They're hard on your eyes. But they are actually, the long ultraviolet from them is toxic. Now, why would they do that when they're there to serve and protect? You can absolutely see them without those LED forms.
You're right, but it's not just them. It's these drivers with these new cars that have these ultra expensive, high current demand LEDs that are blinding as well. So these people like these things. They like blinding you when they're approaching you. They have no idea that you may lose your path and not know where you are because you can't see, and you might do a head-on collision with them. Now, it's probably going to take that to get these headlights banned. And we're talking about these ultra blue, really piercing automobile headlights.
W.C. Fields did a movie like that where he was a wealthy millionaire, and he had cars that went in front of him on purpose so that he could take his vehicle and smash it, and then get another vehicle and smash it into it. I remember that movie.
Well, here's what's happening. There are articles on the internet that say things like LED lights in your house can cause, let me say this very carefully, irreversible damage to the eyes. Irreversible damage to the eyes. Irreversible damage to the eyes and lead to vision-robbing conditions. Now, there's this French study, and this is from Daily Mail, that there is this organization in France that wants to limit the maximum exposure to LED lights because they are phototoxic and they cause permanent eye damage. Now, how bad is this? Well, Joey and you and I have been talking about this for quite a while, that we know that they are painful to see. But what has happened with the ilk of the Hillary Clintons of the world? We have destroyed the incandescent light bulb manufacturing in the United States. I don't know of any real, large, viable, incandescent, regular old light bulb manufacturer. Sylvania used to make them. General Electric used to make them. They used to be made by the Edison Light Bulb Company, the Mazda Light Bulb Company. There used to be a lot of light bulb companies, and you could buy four of them for a dollar. You could go to the dollar store or pretty much anywhere and buy four regular screw-in light bulbs for a dollar, 25 cents a piece. Well, that's hard to do now because nobody makes them in this country. They're made in Indonesia. We sold our manufacturing equipment abroad. We don't make them here. We don't blow the glass here. We don't make the filaments here. We don't fabricate the light bulbs here. We don't pack them. But they are packed in other countries. We can't have them here because Hillary Clinton decided we needed to get more energy efficient and go to the compact fluorescent light bulbs, which are toxic every way you look at it. You break one of those in a school, and they call a hazmat team from the city because of the mercury in them. So that didn't work out so well. So now we have LEDs. Where did they come from? Do we have any LED manufacturers in the United States? No. They come from China. And what happens? These intense LED lights that we have in our homes to use one-fifth of the electricity of an incandescent bulb are causing damage to our eyes, permanent eye damage. That's where we are right now, Rick. And what is the answer? The answer is really hard to fix because we've gotten rid of our manufacturing. That's what we do in the United States. We don't need to make shirts here anymore. We don't need to make hoses here anymore. We don't need to make fan belts here anymore. Hey, we've got Mexico to do that. We've got China to do that. We don't make bearings here anymore.
I remember when Al Gore was putting his presidential team together, and he came to visit me, and he told me, we don't need agriculture anymore. We'll let third world countries do that, and that we should focus more on high tech. Now, that was Al Gore that said that. And my comment back to him was, what planet did he grow up on?
I met Al Gore in 1980.
The agriculture is a bottom line on what made America great. Arms and defending ourselves is a minor in comparison to the importance of America. American agriculture. And what we did wrong with cargo and the rest of it is we focused on storable commodities rather than non-storable commodities. There's alternative agriculture and there's agriculture. And which one is where the American farmer became, was not grain like wheat. That's where we first started giving away the trade deficit to China. And putting sanctions on them isn't going to work any more than subsidizing farming by giving them grants and leg up. In my background, I was one of Chuck Walters' pallbearers. And I remember being in Springfield in the governor's mansion when the new Secretary of Agriculture was named. I was there because I was part of that. And I remember the importance of what agriculture is and what it is not. And we don't get the importance of it. And, you know, your farm looked beautiful, by the way. You should be very proud. That cow looked like it was going to be worth a whole bunch more than the cow down the street.
We'll tell you what we're talking about when we come back, Les. Doc Ram.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And class, what Rick was talking about is I sent him a picture of our farm just a day or two ago. And it's the field, and grass is really tall. It's up to your knees. And we turned out some cows. We move the cows from field to field to field every day. And the reason we do that is we want to give the grass a chance to rest. And it's really working. So our field that was really kind of rough when we bought this farm, actually it was really rough, it looks absolutely gorgeous right now. Hard to believe how we've turned this field around. And the credit goes to Mrs. Finelli and our son. I mean, we've worked really hard.
Well, that's what you do. That's why farming is so difficult. You did a good job.
So, well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Georgia, New Hampshire, it's so good to hear your voice.
Same here, Ben. Same here, Dr. Rick. Hi.
Hi there.
I just wanted to log in, if I could, just on that LED. I noticed they're deploying them in a lot of cities and towns where they're changing the lamppost lights to LED. And I noticed that if I go out, like in the morning, and it's still, you know, dark out, it'll be like there's pools of light. And I can only imagine what that's going to be doing to the children and the people who are basically passing under those lights. And I've noticed, too, a number of cars, especially like I've seen some Mercedes, things like that, they have those LED headlights. And I find them very painful. When they are there, I just avert my eyes while still keeping my eye on the road. But the other thing I'd warn you is that I noticed I stopped a doctor. She was going to shine an LED light, flashlight, into my eyes to check something. And I stopped her. I said, wait a minute, don't shine that into my light. I said, don't you see the warning label on that thing? I said, this could damage your eyes. Well, she didn't argue with me, and she was old enough, but I'll bet money after I left she was continuing to use that flashlight. But the way you can tell the LED flashlight is the little squid. It's a little square that's yellow, and if you look inside there, you won't see a bulb. I know you know this, Vincent, and I know you, Dr. Rick, you know this, but for the uninitiating audience, if it doesn't have like a regular bulb, don't shine it in any people's eyes. just try to just use it appropriately, because like you say, it emits that harmful, I guess, what do we call it, that span of light.
UVC.
I just find it really wreaks havoc with mine.
Yes, and class, what George is talking about is, he's saying if you look at if the light is off, let me say it a different way, off, and make sure it's off, then you can look at the lens and you'll see this yellowish square, very small square, and that is the LED surface mounted device. Okay, and that's what we're talking about, not a bulb, but this little square that's behind the lens. And your computer screens use LEDs. And here's something that's really important. And I don't know why people do this, but they like looking at their computer screens in the dark, a darkly lit room, so your pupils dilate, let more light in from the screen. It's worse. It's worse if you use your screen, whether it's a television screen or a computer screen, a flat screen, in the dark than it is if you have light in the room, because your eye dilates. Rick, any comments?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so class, you're right, George. Mercedes has these high voltage lighting systems. They require special electronics. They're really expensive. Shame on Mercedes for doing it. Now, I think Mercedes was a really good car company before they Americanized the cars with all these doodads and accessories that make the cars impossible to live with, impossible to service, impossible to afford. That's what Mercedes has done. But in Europe, you'll find that Mercedes lasts a long time, and they're used as taxi cabs, they're used for all kinds of purposes, but they're not the same. The difference is the Europeans are more Spartan. They don't have all of these accessories that Americans demand. We demand the stupidity. Not me, not you, not George, not Rick, but others do. So the best car I ever bought in my entire life, and I've had some really neat cars, is this old Mercedes 1996 diesel, not even a turbo. It's got no features at all, except it has electric windows and air conditioning. Other than that, it's plain Jane. It's the best car, the most reliable, because it doesn't have any of that stuff that I don't need. George, would you like to hold and come back with us after the top of the hour?
Yeah, if I may. Thank you.
Sounds great.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.